Today's Amud is Beitza Tesem and Aleph. We're holding on Chesem Abayz on the bottom line. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rabbo, Shachat Sipur Me'erev Yamtif. If let's say a person ishachts a bird on Erev Yamtif, and now he hasn't yet covered the dam. He was supposed to cover the dam after the Shechita. Now it's Yamtif, and he didn't yet fulfill the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. So says Rabbo, being that he shechted the tzipur on Erev Yamtif, and he could have covered the dam on Erev Yamtif, so ein mechasin oisa biyamtif. He's not allowed to cover the dam now on Yamtif. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Tzadiches, Sifka and Lamed Tes, the Magen Avraham learns that this is discussing even in a situation where a person has afar that's muchan, he has afar that's not muksa. There's no muksa issue over here. Still, being that he could have covered it on Erev Yom Tov, so therefore, he's not allowed to now cover it on Yom Tov. And like Tosis points out, even though it comes out that the Rabbanan are telling this person not to be Mekayim, his mitzvah d'oraisa of Kisui Adam, the Chachamim have a kayach to passively tell a person to not keep a mitzvah in the Torah. They have no right to tell a person to actively go against the Torah. But here it's passive. They're telling him not to cover the dam of the tzipur. Being that he was irresponsible, he should have covered it on Erev Yom Tov, they said that now he's not allowed to cover it on Yom Tov. And Rashi points out that it's not like this is going to take away from his Simchas Yom Tov. Anyways, he's going to be allowed to eat the chicken. The meat is going to be mutter b'achila, even though he didn't fulfill Kisei Adam. But he's not allowed to be mechaser the dam on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, turning on Tamin Aleph, the Gilgal is Samer of Yamtif, Mafresh Mimeno Chalasa Biyamtif. That when it comes to a person, if he needs his dough, some Rishonim learn that Gilgal means to knead, some say it's mixing the water with the flour, but he starts the process of making his flour into dough. So even if he did that on Erev Yom Tov, so technically he was chayiv to be mafresh challah from the dough already on Erev Yom Tov. The halacha is that he's still allowed to take off the challah on Yom Tov. Unlike the case of Kisei Adam, when it comes to challah, Rashi explains that being that the person's allowed to make dough and bake challah on Yom Tov, and he'll take off challah when he makes the dough on Yom Tov. So Chazal weren't, even though they were typically, you're not allowed to be mafresh trumas and maaser on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It looks like you're being misakin money. It looks like you're fixing the food. So typically, you're not allowed to be mafresh trumas and maaser on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Chazal were never geyser when it came to challah. There is no gzeira not to take off challah on Yom Tov, because being that you're allowed to make challah on Yom Tov, in which case you'd be chayiv to take off challah, so Chazal were never gezer that you're not allowed to take off challah on Yom Tov. So therefore, even though you technically made this dough on Erev Yom Tov, and you could have taken off challah then, there's still no issue to take off challah on Yom Tov. So again, so Gilgal Isam Erev Yom Tov, Mafrish Mena Chalasa B'Yom Tov, you're allowed to take off the Chala on Yom Tov. Avua de Shmuel Amar, however, the father of Shmuel, he said that no, Afilu Gilgal Isam Erev Yom Tov, Ein Mafrish Mimena Chalasa B'Yom Tov. That no, it being that it was already Mechuyev in Afrashas Chala on Erev Yom Tov, so therefore, even though Chazal weren't Geyser on taking off, when it comes to taking off challah on Yom Tov, they only weren't geyser on challah, which became chayiv in challah on Yom Tov. However, being that this was already chayiv in Afreshes challah Erev Yom Tov, you already started the process on Erev Yom Tov, so therefore Chazal were geyser, and you're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara that Lema pligi de Shmuel ad Avua de Shmuel. This that Avua de Shmuel says, that you're not allowed to take off challah on Yom Tov, obviously shows that there is a problem of misakin mana or nirakim misakin, that it looks like you're fixing the food by taking off challah on Yom Tov. That's not like something which Shmuel said. The Amar Shmuel himself said that challah schutzel aretz oichav v'hoylech v'achar kach mafresh. Midah raisa, only challah eretz Yisrael is chayiv in afreshes challah. Challah schutzel aretz is not chayiv in afreshes challah. And therefore, Shmuel gave a kula. He said that even though the Rabbanan said that you have to take off challah on flour from chutzel aretz, Still, they gave a kula that you're allowed to eat from the bread even before you take off the challah. Eventually, you have to take off the challah, but you're allowed to eat from the bread beforehand. So this statement of Shmuel, who says that you're allowed to eat from the challah before, you're allowed to eat from the bread before your mafresh challah, according to Shmuel, there would seem to be no makam to make a gzeira on hafreshes challah on Yom Tov. What's the reason why you can't take off truma and ma'isra on Yom Tov? Because it looks like you're being misakin the food. If you have a pile of grapes, and you're not allowed to eat the grapes, right now it's tevel, so you're not allowed to eat the grapes, and then you take off the truma and ma'isra, and now you're allowed to eat the grapes, so it looks like you fixed the grapes. So being that you weren't allowed to eat it before, and now you're allowed to eat it, that's what makes it that it's near a kemisakin. According to Shmuel, that you're allowed to eat chalas chutzlars without taking off challah, so l'chaira, there's no nira kemisakin when you take off challah on chalas chutzlaretz. Because you were allowed to eat it before, you're allowed to eat it now. So there would be no makom to make a gzeira against being mafresh challah on Yom Tov. That's not like what Shmuel's father said, that Shmuel's father said that you're only allowed to be mafresh challah from bread that you made on Yom Tov. But bread that you made before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Yom Tov. Why? Because it's nirka misakin. Why is it nirka misakin? Obviously because Avud Shmuel held that you're not allowed to eat from the bread before you take off the challah, and therefore it's nirka misakin. So that's what the Gemara is pointing out, that Shmuel and his father seem to have a machlokes about this. However, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, then no, it's not so clear like that. Miloi Maida Shmuel, She'im Kara Ale Shem, Sha'asura Lazarm. Isn't Shmuel Maida, even Shmuel who says that you're allowed to eat from the bread before you're mafresh the challah, even Shmuel agrees that when you are mafresh the challah, it's called truma. The challah is considered truma. It's asur for someone who's not a kayin to eat that challah. So even though you are allowed to eat the bread, lemaisa the challah still has a shem challah to it. And therefore, if Chazal made a gzera not to be mafresh truma on Shabbos and Yom Tov, being that this is called truma, so this would be included in the gzeira. Even though it doesn't, the reason doesn't necessarily apply, because you were allowed to eat from the bread even before you took off the challah, so it's not near kemisakin, but since even Shmuel's maida that it's still called truma, it's still asr to azar, it's asr to someone who's not a kayin, so when Chazal were geyser, that you're not allowed to take off truma on Yom Tov, so being mafresh challah was included in that gzeira, even though the reason doesn't apply, it's still called truma, and it's included in the gzeira, and that's why Avud Shmuel held that if you made the bread on Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Yom Tov. There's no right that Avud Shmuel and Shmuel are having a machlokes over here. It could be they both hold that you're allowed to eat from the bread before you take off the challah. And yet still Avud Shmuel says that if you made the challah on Erev Yom Tov, if you made the bread on Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take off the challah on Yom Tov. It's included in the gzeira of being mafresh truma on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Vayter. Beishamei Oimrim, Beishamei says that Ein Mailichin es Asulam Mishayvach L'Shayvach. So we've just now concluded all the Gemara on the first Mishnah in the Masechta. The very first Mishnah in the Masechta dealt with three machlaiksim between Beishamei and Beisal. And now the Gemara brings a fourth, another machlaikas Beishamei and Beisal. That Beishamei says Ein Mailichin es Asulam Mishayvach L'Shayvach. A person is not allowed to carry a ladder from one shayvach to another shayvach. A shayvach is like a very large room, and inside this room there's like a lot of different cubbies, a lot of different windows it's called in the Mishnah, we'll see. Each one's called a window, but it's really like a cubby. It goes into the wall, and in these cubbies, there's a separate cubby for pairs of birds, and each pair of bird has their own cubby. They go into these cubbies and they make their nests, and that's where they live, and they lay eggs, and that's the shayvach. So now, if a person has a ladder inside of one shayvach, so says the Mishnah, says Beis Shammai, he's not allowed to carry that ladder from one shayvach to bring it into another shayvach. And we'll see in the Gemara the reason. Aval, however, Mateyu Mechaloin L'Chaloin, within one shayvach, you could move the ladder from one window to another, from one cubby to another cubby. If you want to go from one pair of birds to another pair of birds, let's say you're taking the eggs from this pair and then you're taking the eggs from that pair. So to move it, to move the ladder from one chalain to the other chalain, that's mutter. To take it to a completely new shayvach, that's what's aser. But within one shayvach, to just move it from one cubby to another, so that Beis Shammai says it's mutter. That is mutter, but again, but from one shayvach to another is aser. Beis Hillel matiran. Beis Hillel says that no, even from one shayvach to another shayvach, you're allowed to move this ladder from one shayvach to another. So now, what's the machlekes? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami. Rav Chanan Bar Ami says that machlekes bereshis harabim. The machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is when carrying the ladder from one shayvach to another necessitates carrying the ladder through a public domain. The Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai holds you're not allowed to move the ladder in such a situation, because Haraya, one who sees you moving the ladder, Aymer, he says to himself, when he sees you moving it, he says to himself, oh, I know why you're moving that ladder. Latiach gagahu tzarech. You must be moving the ladder because you need to plaster your roof. Now to do that is an issa d'oraisa of baina. To plaster your roof is an issa d'oraisa of baina. Maybe it's also memachik. And therefore, when a person sees you moving the ladder, Beis Shammai says there's a problem of maris ayin. Because when he sees you moving the ladder, he assumes that you're doing it to perform this malacha latiach gagai. However, Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel says that it's mutter because shayvachay mechiach olav. Beis Hillel holds that the ladder for a shayvach is a specific type of ladder, and therefore he sees it. The one who sees you moving the ladder, he'll notice that it's a shayvach ladder, and he's not going to suspect you of going to fix your roof. He'll understand that you're just bringing the ladder from one shayvach to another shayvach. So I guess Beis Shammai holds that the raya might not notice that it's a shayvach ladder, and therefore there's a problem of maris ayin. And Beis Hillel says that there's no problem of maris ayin because he'll notice that it's a ladder for a shayvach. So the machlekes is dafka to carry the ladder through a rishus harabim. Aval b'rishus hayachid, but if a person is moving it through his own property, he's in a rishus hayachid, no one's really going to see him doing it anyways. So then, if you're moving it in a rishus hayachid, divrei akol mutter. Even Beis Shammai would agree that there's no maris ayin because no one's going to see you, and therefore it's going to be mutter to move the ladder from one shayvach to another. Ask the Gemara, Aini, is that really true? Could it be that something is asur mishum maris ayin? And if you do it in private, when no one sees you, so then it becomes mutter? V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. But Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said that kol makom she'asru chachamim emnei maris ayin. Anytime Chazal say that something is asur because of the lookers, because of maris ayin, that someone looking might think that you're doing something that's asur. So afilu b'chadri chadarim asur. It's asur to do it even in private, even when you think no one's looking. Still, things that are asur mishum maris ayin are asur to perform them even in private. So now, really, this shouldn't really be a kasha. That's a statement from Rav. And who says that Rav Chanan Bar Ami is not allowed to argue on Rav? Rav's another Amira. But Rashi explains that Rav was one of the Gedolei Hador at the time, and therefore it's unlikely that Rav Chanan Bar Ami would argue on Rav. And to the extent that the Gemara feels that it's a kasha on Rav Chanan Bar Ami's pshat, if he said a pshat, and it doesn't work, aliba de Rav. And so the kasha is how could Rav Chanan Bar Ami say that according to Beis Shammai, if you're in public, so then you're not allowed to move the ladder, because then it's maris ayin. And if you're in a rishus hayachid, so then you're allowed to. What do you mean? But Rav said that any time that something's aser mishum maris ayin, it's aser even when you're in private, afilu b'chadri chadar, even in the innermost room of your house, it's still going to be aser. So says the Gemara Tanahi. The Einachanami Rav says like that, but it's a machlekes Tanayim. The Tani we learned in the Braisim that Shaitchan Bechama of Olay Kenegad Am. The Brais is discussing a case of a person, his clothing is wet and he wants to dry it. So the halacha is he could dry it in the sun. There's no problems with drying clothing in the sun. You're even allowed to cook in the sun, the Gemara in Shabbos says. So you want to dry the clothing in the sun, that's fine. Of Olay Kenegad Am, says the Tanakama, be careful that nobody sees. And the reason for that is because if someone sees you drying your clothing, you're hanging your clothing out on the dryer outside, and so they think, oh, I know what he's doing. He just did the laundry. Now, to do the laundry is an issa d'oraisa of malabim. So someone who sees you is going to suspect you that you just did the laundry. And therefore, says the Tanakhama, don't do it in front of people, But if you're in private, if you want to hang it out in front of the sun to dry, that's going to be okay. Whereas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they say that no, it's always going to be Aser. So what's the machlekes? The Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they hold like Rav. That's what Rav said, that anything that's Aser, Mishum Arisayan, is Aser, Afilu Bechadri Chadarim, even if nobody sees, it's still Aser. And therefore, you can't even hang it out to dry in private. Whereas the Tanakama holds not like Rav. The Tanakama says that you can't hang it out to dry in front of people because of Marisayan, but if nobody's looking, so then you're allowed to hang it to dry. So you see, it's really, it's a Machlaikas Tanoim, and therefore there's no Kasha on Rav Chanan bar Ami. Says the Gemara right there that Ikadamri, some have a little bit of a different version of this last Shach of Atari that we just said, that Amr Rav Chanan bar Ami, Rav Chanan bar Ami explained the opposite, the Machlaikas Bershus Hayachid. The Machlaikas Beshami Beisilel is when you're moving the ladder through a Rishus HaYachid to bring it from one Shayvach to another Shayvach. The Beis Shammai Isluhu L'drav Yehuda Marav. Beis Shammai holds of Rabbi Yehuda Marav that anything that's Aser Mishum Aris Ayin is Aser Afilu Bechadri Chadarm. And therefore, being that in public it would be Aser to move the ladder because of Maris Ayin. So therefore, even when you're carrying it through a Rishus HaYachid, even when you're carrying it in private, you're also not allowed to move the ladder because anything that's Aser Mishum Aris Ayin is Aser Afilu Bechadri Chadarm. Whereas Beis Hillel say that no, it's also Mishum Arisayin, but in private, no one's looking, so it's going to be Mutter, and they don't hold like this Chiddush of Rav. However, Aval Bereshus HaRabim, but to carry from one Shayvach to another Shayvach in a public domain, so then Divrei HaKol Aser, even Beis Hillel would agree, they are not allowed to move the ladder because of Marisayin. And on that, ask the Gemara, Lema Rav Damer Kibei Shammai? So it's going to come out that according to Rav Chanan bar Ami's version, according to his way of explaining the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, it's going to come out that Rav's holding like Beis Shammai. That Rav's going like Beis Shammai, that something which is Aser Mishum Arisayin is Aser Afilu Bechadri Chadarim. Now, that's obviously not true. Rav would never say Halacha and Paskin like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. So obviously there's something wrong with Rav Chanan bar Ami's explanation of the Machlekes. Because if it's going to come out from his explanation of the Machlekes that Rav is going like Beis Shammai, so then that's obviously incorrect. Rav obviously was saying his halacha in Beis Hillel. So there must be something wrong with Rav Chanan bar Ami's version of the Machlekes. Says the Gemara, no, there's nothing wrong. Tanayi, it's a Machlekes Tanayim. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Shaitchan Bechama of Aloy Kenegan Am and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Eisren. This Machlekes that we just mentioned before, with the person hanging out his clothing to dry. So the Tanakhama says that you're allowed to do it in private, you just can't do it in front of people. Whereas the Blessed Rebbe Shimon, they hold like Rav, and they say that no, anything that's Aser Mishum, Maris Ayin, is going to be Aser, even Bechadri Chadarim. And therefore, you're not allowed to hang up the clothing to dry, even if you're going to do it in private. So we'll conclude here, Lamaisa, most Rishainim, the Beis Yosef brings in Archaim and Simon Shin Aleph, and Sif Memhei, the Beis Yosef brings that most Rishainim paskin like Rav. Even though it's Machlekes Tanoim, Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef brings that most Rishainim do paskin like Rav. And that's the halacha that's recorded in Shulchan Aruch over there, that anything that's Aser Mishum Maris Ayin is Aser Afilu Bechadri Chadarim. As when it comes to the reason for it, so the Ran brings two different Mahalchim as to what the reason for it is. Meaning, L'chayr, it's a kasha. Something that's Aser Mishum Maris Ayin. So you want to say it's Aser in front of people, that makes sense, because they're going to think that you're doing something wrong. But why can't you do it in private? So the Ran gives two pshatim. One pshat the Ran says is that if we allowed you to do things in private, if we allowed you to do things that are Aser Mishum Marisayin in private, so then we know the nature of people. If you're allowed to do it in private, they'll end up doing it in public, and they'll say, yeah, no one's really looking. They'll do it in the Rishus HaRabim, and they'll say, oh, I'm behind the tree, no one can see me, and the Maisa, someone's going to see him. And therefore, Chazal knew, Rav knew to say that something which is Aser Mishum Marisayin is Aser Afilu Bechadri Chadarim. Additionally, the Ran says a different pshat. He says that the concern is that if we allowed you to do something in private, so then someone might even see you in private. You think you're in private, you think you're in your own room, and then next thing you know, someone comes into your house, someone comes into your room without knocking, and therefore, something which is Aser Mishum Marisayin is Aser Afilu Bechadri Chadarim. Those are the two Mahalchim of the Ran.